The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet, sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Now, baby brother, you're sitting next to me.
That's it. We're just sitting next to each other. I'm looking at you. I feel you. I'm looking at you drink this devastating cocktail I watched you make in the kitchen for yourself.
Yeah.
That's the grossest thing I've maybe ever seen anybody put into
a cup. It's mainly milk and also coffee.
The sign
of
a great cocktail is it's mostly milk.
It's mostly milk and coffee and liquor. It's called, how's my bathroom today?
It's called Minority Bathroom Report.
It's called, I just downloaded that new Jurassic World game on my iPhone. I really want to get deep.
Here comes a Red Bull from the precogs. It says you're going to kill your bathroom.
You're in town for your high school reunion, Griffin, your 10-year reunion.
My 10th, yeah, my decade.
That's the most important one, as we all know.
Here is the question I think on everybody's mind. Were the people there at the reunion impressed enough by the fact that you had a popular podcast?
Oh, man, let me tell you. No, not really.
Not really.
Oh, I mean, what's enough? What would be, are we looking for?
I'm looking like a Rudy, put you on your shoulder, carry you down
the
tunnel.
I was not carried. I was not heralded. My buddy Alex tried to get the hype going. He tried to get that trainer rolling. He was like, this dude had a day. Named after him last year. I was like, well, that's not entirely accurate.
Did you buy a round for the bar and say, don't worry, this one's on Totino's?
No, my old buddy Derek bought a round for the bar. And then he got concerned that not everybody was cashing in on his offer, which I get. Like, if you go out and say, hey, everyone, this next one's on me, and then there are people who don't get one on you?
Some of those people, the big worry is that they're planning on saving it. They'll come back to the bar in a few weeks and say, I think I should have a one.
I believe Derek has an IOU for a one on him. I feel the exact opposite of how I imagine Derek must have felt. If I said a round on the bar on me, and like everyone went, oh, that's all right, I would be so relieved because I would have gotten them with the gesture. But like,
I like to go when I'd like to say that when I'm the only one in the bar.
Yeah.
But then it's like, ha 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 ha, and everybody laughs, but it's just me laughing, and I get a little sad.
Yeah.
What about this move? Next one that the next person orders is on me, and then you just watch them fight for your love.
The 11th caller gets a free drink, and here's my phone number. Everybody just start calling me and friend me on Facebook. I was hoping for like a 10-year review from you guys of how I've been doing since 2005 when I graduated high school.
Well, we hit the podcast.
We did the podcast, and that's been doing good.
Did you get you got married, right?
I got married. It doesn't just have to be life events. Like, how has my performance been? How am I? What about my physique?
I felt that around year five, it really started to kind of wane a little bit.
He had peaked.
Wait, which element of my persona are you even talking
your
about?
Your performance. Right, just like my, what? You're like overall like. Like, you know, like
I can't lift as much. I can't lift as much weight
over my head.
Well, it's like
your lifting, your health, your vim, your vigor.
All my stats, all my statistics.
I mean, you haven't been getting as many RBIs. Your fielding is weak.
Dad used to call those ribbies,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was just like pretty standard. So I had a few incidents in my mid-20s where I'd be at a bar, people were watching baseball, and I would say like, hey, nice ribby.
Yeah.
Or something.
I'm certainly
weird
not
to find
scoring
out that there was something about sports that you didn't know, Justin.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm certainly not scoring as many home runs as I once did, or home alones as I call them. I certainly can I tell you guys in the last decade how many home alones I've pulled down? None of them.
Whoa.
This is a comedy advice show where we...
I want you to fucking lay it on me. I want to. I'm not going to get any better if you guys don't tell me what needs improvement. I want you to beat me into the ground, or else I'll never become the world's greatest drummer or home run getter or whatever I try.
Oh, you want me to whiplash astronaut. You?
I want you to whiplash me.
No, that's not my beat. That's not my beat, Griffin.
You're not supposed to say mean things about me while I do drums.
You smell like butts, and you're not doing a great job.
Tear my shit apart.
I don't.
I'm not
going to
get when I'm 38 years old.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the same as I am right now. But that is sort of the direction that you're pushing me. Good job, Griffin. Stay the same. You 10 out of 10. I wouldn't change a thing.
Can I say that though? Like, if you could stay the same, mm-hmm. like if you could aim for that in 10 years, I think you will be far ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Amongst your
graduating
class.
Maintaining is
like if you could just maintain.
Do.
I just want to increase my jump height. If I'm the same, but I can increase my vertical leap by 7
what?
Inches.
That's going to be great because you're going to spend the entire reunion trying to find a reason.
to jump super high.
Not just to jump super high, but to jump super high in a context in which people would need to measure the inches and compare
and
them.
And compare it. See, that's one problem is I didn't jump last night.
Here's what you need to do. Right now, on the Facebook page of your reunion, you need to say, in case anybody missed it, I did clock in at 6 vertical inches.
People are posting pictures already in that Facebook group. I need to hop in there and be like, oh, this was right before I jumped 36 inches.
No, you got to improve. You don't want to be 36 inches right now. You want to have good growth.
Oh,
Griffin,
I
would
see.
You please start now every day? Post like a 3-second video of you jumping next to a ruler and just like every day chart like how much you go up, or maybe like there's a day where it's like, ooh, that was like a half inch down, what happened, and like you ate a big burrito, and we can like chart it over the next 10 years. They will end up being 3,650
you
videos.
you are like treacherously close to Upworthy territory right now. This man measured his vertical leap every day for 10 years, and you won't believe what happens next. Nothing.
Nothing. It's the same. 36 inches. That doesn't seem like very... That's 3 feet. That doesn't seem like very... Is that good? That would actually be insane.
If you could leap... Okay, wait. Stop. Are you telling me if you could leap 3 feet straight up off the ground, you wouldn't be impressed? Okay, hold on. I want to get some sort of ballpark here.
Oh, hold on. My leg's locked.
Stop. My baby's sleeping. Don't do this anymore.
Let's read the first question. We don't need another 259.
Okay, it looked like about 18 inches.
I just got to double that. Should we get into the advice?
Yeah. My birthday's coming up, and I'm having a dope party. Uh-oh. Call the cops. Casually seeing a couple of dudes right now, and I'm pretty sure they all know of this impending natal anniversary, but I'm not sure who, if any of them, to invite. What do I do? Too many suitors. Been there. I kind of feel like you would invite none of them, because I feel like if you're planning a party, like, you already are going to have so much to think about. You don't want, like, a new romance to sort of distract you from just sort of enjoying the party with people your soup's comfortable with.
Now, Justin, may I counterpoint? You invite all of them.
I'll be first. Oh, okay.
And now this way, what you've done is you've guaranteed an interesting evening. Kind of your Flintstones, like you want to go to the bowling league, but you also have Pebble's birthday.
Okay, but Fred didn't do that shit to make it sex. Like, he didn't try and sex his life.
How do you know that,
doing
Griffin?
That was out of necessity.
His and Barney's relationship had grown a bit stale, and they wanted to like have adventurous friendships.
I want to add a little bit of flavor to this this equation.
Hey, Fred, don't you think things are getting a little stale?
Get your dick out.
What was the last time you fought me for the pebbles, for the fruity pebbles?
Here's the question.
It's weird, isn't it? Wait, hold on. Isn't it weird that I've never thought of it. Barney was trying to steal a cereal from Fred named after his daughter.
Holy shit.
I'm going to gobble your pebbles.
Stop it. What are you talking about? You're going to gobble my pebbles.
I want a spoonful of pebbles. Get out of here, you fucking weirdo.
I want to take a big bite of Bam Bam.
How's that feel? How's that feel to you? Bam Bam had a cereal. I think it's like peanut butter boulders or something.
I'd love to have one night with Wilma.
For 1 million clams.
One night with Wilma is General Mills made a series called One Night with Wilma.
We made a sex tape with a particularly loquacious velociraptor. He watched us and then he recorded
it. It's a living.
He had a pterodactyl make an audio recording. It's a living.
Do all the fellas, along with knowing about your birthday, do they know that you're seeing multiple dudes, or are you doing this on the DL? Like, if they were all at the party together, would they be like, why are you smooching on Steve?
It doesn't matter if they're doing it on the HL or on the DL Hughley. If it's casual, it doesn't sound like they give a shit. Like, they meet, hey, I'm Bryce. Hey, I'm Todd. I'm with Roseanne. Yeah, me too. I'm with Roseanne. Cool. It's casual.
I watch Roseanne. Yeah, I also watch Roseanne.
You son of a bitch. That's my thing. Now we're going to fight.
Whoa. What if the party ends with, like, listen, me and Bryson got to talking, and we're going to give you a birthday present to remember. And then
we're all going
to
watch Roseanne together.
No, well, we're going to, like, just both pleasure you all night long.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Thanks for saving this energy until I was in the room with you.
But think about it.
Yeah, no, I'm...
No, I think this is fine playback, considering on another podcast we record, I had to listen to our father 2 inches from my face.
Yeah.
Fucking R. Kelly dirty talk some plants. Yeah. Like, I think this is
Adventures on episode 18.
What if they decide? What if they fulfill your fantasy of, like, they, one of them dresses like Jacob and one of them dresses like Edward, and they fight over your love? A birthday fantasy just for you.
Or one of them dresses like Jacob and the other one dresses like the other godlike character from Lost, and they compete for your soul.
One of them dresses like Jacob Marley and the other one dresses like Screech.
That's good.
Come to life.
If you can think of other Jacobs, send us a text. Text us right now. Jacob to 414141.
One of you is Jacob Marley. One of you is Ziggy Marley.
And one of you is Dweezil Zappa, but you actually are Dweezil Zappa. This question from Dweezil Zappa.
I'm seeing a couple of guys and also Dweezil Zappa. And it's weird. Like, Dweezil knows about it, but the other two don't know about Dweezil. And I've got a sack of flour and a chicken and a wolf. I needed to get all 6 of them across the river, but I've only got 1 raft. And Dweezil Zappa is going to eat all the flour if I leave him alone with it. But the chicken will eat Dweezil Zappa. Also, Dweezil Zappa won't get on the raft. So that seems like... That seems like it's just sort of going to screw me over.
Dweezil Zappa just, like, fool me once.
No. Nope.
They won't get on the raft.
I've been hurt on rafts before.
Not falling for another raft scheme.
How about a Yahoo?
Yep.
This Yahoo is sent in by Zoe Kinski, climbing that ladder. It's by Yahoo Answers user Christina R93, who asks, if people are having sex during an earthquake, do they still have to move? My friends and I were joking around, and this question popped up. There is no wrong or right answer. There is. I don't know why you got so zen-like about it so quickly. Just to see what kind of answers there are. Opinions are greatly encouraged. Well, opinions are basically probably always...
Opinions as opposed to scientific, like, theories.
Yeah. You got a control group with placebo effect. You just thought there was an earthquake, but you were fucking.
So,
how's your science?
Let me... this might get a little blue. This is the picture that they're painting, right? There's two people. They begin lovemaking, and then an earthquake starts, and then they go, whew, thank God, and then they just relax every muscle simultaneously and let the earth do the work.
That's actually the safest thing to do in the middle of an earthquake. Just relax all your muscles.
So you can't go jelly bones.
And let go jelly bones and just let your member jiggle and wiggle and rigger, wriggle and wriggle and wiggle and rigger.
Just let your bits all up in there. Just go to town all on their own. You know what? You've had a hard day. You put in the work down at the office. Now it's time for the earth to make your bits move so that you don't have to.
What if you instantly fetishize it and then it ruins your love life because it's unpredictable when you'll be able to climax?
All right. That was wholly, wholly unpleasant for me.
Your foot has got to get back into the DMZ.
I'm sitting in the fucking splash zone of
you
justice.
You need to move your foot. I've touched it twice now, and I hate... I tell people we started doing this podcast because we weren't communicating with each other enough and I missed you guys. That's 100% true. I hate doing this as the same room as you. It is miserable.
I mean, when Griffin and I started recording, we still recorded from our separate bedrooms. We were in the same apartment, two rooms apart.
Because we have to go into some places that require me to be rather free with my own sort of psyche and sexuality, just like removing all the barriers.
Like when we went to Milwaukee, even as I'm saying that sentence,
you're looking at me as I'm saying.
Say it again.
So we just stare straight ahead. That would be excellent. I'm just going to look at this Grubhub ad you had pulled up. I'm just going to stare a hole through that.
There are probably people who are tectonic sexual. Right.
Tectosexual.
Do you think after that New Yorker piece came out, they were like, we have to get up in the Pacific Northwest and get just stay hard 24/7, I guess, just waiting for the big one. Oh, man. Because it's going to be, according to that article, it's going to be like 3 uninterrupted minutes. That's going to feel so
good. This explains why when I went to see San Andreas, there was like one other person in there who just kept winking at me.
That was The Rock. That was Dwayne. That was The Rock, the Dwayne Johnson.
Known tectosexual.
He was saying thanks. Yeah, I made this one for free. This one was for Dwayne.
What if The Rock did show up at screenings of his movies and he just went from person to person? Like, excuse me, it's me, The Rock. How are you enjoying the picture?
Any notes?
Is there anything I can improve on next time? Thanks. Here's a coupon for Wendy's. Thanks for taking this brief survey.
I got this coupon the last time I went. I'm never going to use it.
The Rock is Dave Thomas. Did you know that?
Yeah. I read about it on the blogs.
He looks really good.
I recently went to a wedding in which I bought a few gifts off the registry for the soon-to-be married couple, as you do. Oh, it's a quick sidebar. Do you guys ever have a set amount in mind that you want to spend on a gift registry and the things that are about that price are already taken, so you end up buying like 5 really terrible things just to get to that dollar amount?
Some napkins
and there's 4 forks you wanted and these cups.
I got you one piece of the crystalware set. Hopefully somebody else is going to swoop in there.
I'm hoping. Anyway, the issue being here is that within 3 months they'd already filed for divorce and were officially divorced shortly thereafter. Is there a time limit or protocol for returning gifts?
Wait, what?
I don't believe that a marriage doesn't extend beyond 6 months, or possibly should be able to keep the thousands in cash and gifts that they receive. That's from Malevolent Matrimony in Milwaukee. Like,
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, how are you? You know that Seinfeld's off the air, right? Like, right? You don't have to pitch episodes.
What are you talking about? Give me my stemware back. What are you talking about?
I have the answer.
You did no answer required. This isn't a thing.
I've got the answer, Griffin. I've got the answer. Please let me give the answer, please.
Yeah, please. I want it now.
The answer is the same amount of time that the government requires that a couple stay married in green card cases. I don't know how long that is, mind you.
Get federal on this. You don't know how long it is.
But however long, somebody do a quick Google.
As many times as you've watched the movie, as many times as you've watched the film Green Card?
As many times as you spent your life remembering the episodes of Wings in which Helen married Antonio Scarpacci for his green card, and then they eventually got divorced. But oh no, he didn't actually turn in the paperwork, so then she wasn't able to marry Timothy Daly's character, whose name was...
You remembered so much about
Mark?
You remembered so much about the Wings story arc, but not the name of
one of the main characters. What's his name?
I think his name was Pilotson.
Brian was his brother.
I think it was Mark Pilotson.
Holy
I remember
shit.
Roy. I remember Roy.
The show.
How do I not remember Tim Daly's character?
Nobody's going to remember this story arc of My Brother, and Me, because they're going to stop listening, thinking about, remembering, and talking about the podcast after this.
I remember Helen. Helen had a sister who was Amy Yazbek. Okay, you guys check back in with me.
Man, I had this whole thing lined up
about Wings.
How I was going to... No, about green card, and I was going to say, like, you always talk about what a big Depardieu dude you are, and what a big fan of his, and then I didn't get to say it because you were on this stupid...
Oh, but wait. You just did.
I just got it in, I guess. If Travis wants to...
Anybody else have any things that they wanted to say during the episode, but, like, somebody else cut them off, and then just, like...
I'm really enjoying Travis's new bit, Shitty Wikipedia. Tim Daly played, I don't know, whatever, something.
I'm staring at the IMDb page.
Okay, we're done with the episode. This Yahoo answer that I'm going to read to you now is sent in by Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew Davenport.
Joe
is his name. Thank you. Slam dunk three-pointer from the half-court line. He's a large man.
All right. What is at the bottom of my glass? Can you give me that Sharpie so I can stir this up a little bit?
Is this what it's like for you when, like, nobody else is around? Is this the you are
the
when
whole carnival, man.
You're drinking you're drinking a tall glass of milk booze, and you're stirring.
I'm still
it
in that
Sharpie.
Beach life.
Oh, he just sucked the booze off the Sharpie. He just put the Sharpie in his mouth and got the
five characters from Cheers, Norm, Cliff, Frasier, Lilith, and Rebecca made appearances on Wings, but no characters from Wings crossed over to any Cheers episodes, though Thomas Hayden Church, who played Lowell, played an unrelated character on a Cheers episode prior to being cast on Wings.
All of this is getting cut out of the show. Let me please, let's ask another question. Please. Okay. This Yadrew Answers is by Yadrew Answer user Jackie, who asks,
I have only been a massage therapist.
What are you doing?
I'm reading the Yahoo.
Are you drunk?
No. Are you?
All right. Let's get this thing back on track, guys. This Yadrew Answer is by Yadrew Answers user Jackie, who asks, Puzzle of the Muscles? Now, do you want to read it?
What?
Do you want to read it?
No, I don't want to read it. Why do you think I want to read it?
Because you tried to.
Well, I just got confused about what we were doing. I don't usually see them in front of me. If I see a question, I just read it.
You just let it rip.
Travis.
Yes.
Do you remember the theme song to Wings?
I think it was like, boo doo boo wings, boo doo 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 wings, boo doo 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 wings,
where everybody flies a plane. Dunk, 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 dunk.
Brothers, flying planes. Doodly doodly doo. I think there's a murder mystery episode this one time. Tony Shalhoub went on to do the show, Monk. If I remember correctly, I don't have the lyrics in front of me.
Wings, wings. Planes going to China. Never flew there before. Who cares?
Oh, I don't know what to do with these tossed salad and scrambled wings.
Okay. Sorry.
So
sorry.
It actually went boom, 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 wings, oh, Gloria. So this Yadrew was sent in by, it was asked by Jackie, who asks, Puzzle of the Muscles? I have only been a massage therapist for 5 months and have been receiving guidance from the lead therapist at my work. She says that I should look over the muscles of the body again to see how they run. I joked, saying that I should just make a puzzle of the muscles. Well, she really liked that idea and now wants to see me make one. How would I make a puzzle of the muscles? Thanks. You're going to need to collect some muscles is going to be
That's
the tricky
gonna be
part.
Number one.
It's going to be getting your hands on some legal muscles.
Would you do a three-dimensional puzzle, or is it going to be two-dimensional just like for babies?
If you're using human muscle mass, it's going to be in three dimensions.
Here's the thing. I don't think you could do a human analog, you know, Mythbusters style thing, but I feel like the consistency difference of not actual flesh muscles nobody's coming back to do it a second time. You know what I mean?
I'm not, Griff, your read on this is confusing to me. I don't think this massage therapist guru was instructing this person to create a Hannibal-esque sculpture made of human muscles that could be disassembled and reassembled.
Who's misunderstanding? You're the misunderstander, sir. Because it's not going to be a statue. It's got to be interactive. There's got to be an interactive sort of gameplay element to it because it's a puzzle. And they want you to solve it. It needs to be vaguely human, but you have to work this thing out for yourself. Maybe there's a word search in there somewhere.
Ooh, a jumble. A jumble of muscles.
A jumble of meat. But there's somewhere in there is the word that's going to unlock the trip.
And Justin, there's a precedent for this. You went to it, I think. Like, what was that museum exhibit with all
bodies.
The skin?
It was bodies.
Bodies, yeah.
It's just like yeah, that, except that, interactive for kids.
You were not encouraged to, like, disassemble and reassemble those. That's ghoulish.
Well, not encouraged, but they also, like, slip them a fiver. And you can do whatever you
no,
want.
No, I mean, you were actively discouraged from disassembling and reassembling the muscles.
There's a big person that stands by each exhibit to keep people from touching them, to keep right. people from reassembling mm-hmm. them into, I don't know, a double
and
man.
And they didn't have any kind of, like, take-home version or...
Most museums don't actually have a take-home version.
They do, but they have, like, you go in the gift shop and it's like, here's a tiny Mona Lisa. Here's a little David.
They sold Operation, but I don't think that's the same thing.
Well, it's a start.
Thanks.
Let's do a different Yahoo. Something with some more meat.
But I made that good joke.
This Yahoo is sent in by Ira Ray.
Are you Ira Ray?
Who wants to know? Thank you, Ira Ray. It's by Yahoo Answers user Mysterious Griffin. But that's with YPH, so it's not my brand. Mysterious Griffin asks, homemade, in quotes, homemade ways to replicate the look of a butt bra?
Wait, what?
I'm not talking about exercise, but about ways to dress. I've seen butt bras online, but these are expensive. Are there any homemade ways to replicate the look of a butt bra? Update. I should have been more clear. I feel like you're pretty explicit. A butt bra lifts the buttocks. It does not use padding at all. I am not interested in padding. Just lifting. I would think padding would be so much easier.
Way easier.
Like, way wicked easy.
And trying to, like, reshape, like someone making a man-made lake, trying to reshape the waters of your buttocks into fashionable visage.
May I be vulnerable for a moment?
I feel like you've been extremely vulnerable this whole episode.
Thank you, Griffin.
I've seen, you're a raw wound.
How is a butt bra with no padding that just lifts? How is it different from, like, tight underpants?
Because it lifts and separates.
But is it like suspenders attached
really far apart?
Is it like suspenders attached to underpants? Like, how are you getting the lifting action?
I'm assuming it's like it's like a hammock. I would imagine it's constructed like a hammock with, like, and it swoops over your shoulders and around your neck, sort of like you're hauling, like a villager hauling water from the well. It's like that same sort of contraption, like a leather strap,
a front to back saddlebag.
Right, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly.
Well, how do you recreate that without?
How do you recreate that? Because they're imaginary and they're very expensive.
Maybe a belt wrapped around your neck.
Okay, so I just one problem that I've noticed with your plan so far.
Okay,
that's not safe.
It's safe. It depends on your butt size. If your butt's very heavy in a fashion that's going to make a choking sort of hazard, you don't want to do that.
How about a bungee cord with fish hooks on either end?
Oh my God!
Jesus, and you're going to get
Saw 5.
What? No, I'm just saying, like, you get. Down the bottom. Okay, well, maybe instead of fish hooks, just like a really strong duct tape. Is that better?
A little bit, but it's still not good. Can you get little cross, like a cross beam that goes from your thigh that just sort of holds your butt up, but then no through the pants? It would look like you had like an acute triangle in there.
You're gonna need a flying buttress, like a nice curve, hold that butt up, and pun intended.
Was it?
Yep.
What about a...
I didn't emphasize it enough, though. Can I try it again? A flying buttress. Oh, no.
Can you get a sort of page or servant boy to just sort of hold it up for you that you walk around sort of like he's carrying your train?
I like that.
Is that...
You're going to need two, because you're going to need is like a 2x4.
I don't think a small boy would be appropriate, because you're getting into some legal issues there.
Yeah.
I think you got to get an Ewok, because they're exactly the right size. You just slap your dress over the Ewok in the back and have the Ewok go around like, yub, yub, just carrying your butt around.
Yep, jub, jub, you know the rules. I'm trying to twerk over here, so do the thing you do. Do the thing you do to make me twerk artificially, jub, jub.
If you paid if you made an Ewok in walnuts and stuff, to carry your butt around, is there any chance he makes it through the entire night without trying to stick his finger in your butt? Like, guarantee he tries at least one.
Wait.
I'm just thinking about what I know of Ewoks. They're mischievous.
Hold on. That's what you know of Ewoks? Like, when they get a little bit frustrated because they're not getting enough, like, acorns and berries or whatever.
They're from the forest moon of Endor. They eat walnuts and berries, and they love to finger blast you in the background.
Here's the problem, though. Do you give him all the acorns up front? You give him the beginning of the night, he blows his way through them.
It depends on what you want, because if you want an Ewok to turn you into a meaty puppet, if you want an Ewok to turn you into a puzzle of muscles, then you do give him all up front. He's like, "Well, I got paid, so I can now. This is wicked. This is wicked's.
You gotta give him half up front and half at the end, like you're hiring a hitman."
Yeah.
Hey, Griffin.
Yeah.
Show me those wings again.
Show me those wings.
Don't waste another minute on your flying.
What was it?
Don't waste another minute on your flying.
Minute on your flying.
Because it rhymes with crying.
One more time.
Don't waste another.
Did you hear the wings of Colin?
Frazier.
Lowell all over my face.
Wings.
What was that?
Seinfeld. I thought it was actually a little bit of Doug.
Wings.
Let's go to the money zone.
And we've earned it. You've probably already pooped your pants with laughter at some of these great Wings-related bits in the show, and you're going to need some new underwear. Luckily, we've got a hookup just for you.
It's Butt Bras. New sponsor this week.
It's not. It's MeUndies.com. It costs less than one of the upper echelon butt bras. It's about the price of a regular butt bra that you get in a store.
But it is admittedly slightly more expensive than an entry-level butt bra.
It's like a department store butt bra price.
Their tagline is department store butt bra price, but higher echelon butt bra quality.
MeUndies.com is committed to making the world's most comfortable underwear. And right now you can get 20% off of your first order when you go to MeUndies, that's MeUndies.com/mybrother. And listen, if you don't love them, your first pair is free. We all wear them and we all are huge fans. And we've heard from like so many listeners who said, these are the most comfortable underwear I've ever worn. You guys did not steer me wrong. So you should definitely go get some of those.
So you're wearing great underwear from MeUndies.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's next? What are you going to do? Go to the... I want to tell you guys about Basecamp. Basecamp is a project management service software solution. That's what they call it, the SSS. And what it does is it helps you wrangle people that are maybe doing different roles, that have different responsibilities and have different objectives, and lets you get them all under one umbrella and lead them towards a common goal, finishing the project, getting it done,
getting it done.
The can. It runs on secure servers up in the cloud, so you don't have to mess with anything technical. They do all that for you. If you're having a hard time just sort of getting, hey, it's like wrangling ducks. It's like herding ducks in here. It's like being pecked to death by ducks. I would recommend that you go with Basecamp. And if you're a listener of my brother and me, which you are, then you can try Basecamp for free for 2 months at basecamp.com/mybrother.
Got a message on the Jumbotron. If you want to give a quick message to your business or something to a friend, you can go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. This is, we'd like to tell you about The Drunk and Ugly. It's a podcast featuring over 400 episodes of great storylines, hilarious characters, and more indie RPGs than you can shake a wizard staff at. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll critically succeed at being entertained. Come check out The Drunk and Ugly Actual Play Podcast. Griffin, how can I find this great sounding show with so many episodes?
All you got to do is go to their website at drunkandugly.com or just search for Drunk and Ugly on iTunes. You'll find it there. 400 episodes is a lot of episodes.
I hope we don't make it to 400. I will consider it a personal failure if we make 400 episodes of this show.
We also have a message for Anna.
Go ahead, Trav.
No, go for it. You have mispronounced the name.
I have. Anna! Like the Frozen character. It's from Liz.
I think the Frozen character is named Anna, isn't it?
I don't know anymore. I'm all turned around. Happy birthday, gatekeeper. Here's a poem for you. Recited by the McElroy brother, there's currently the closest, geographically or emotionally, to Angela Lansbury. That's actually correct. Love you. Your present from me is as late as can be. So I hope you don't think I don't care. I know that it's late, but I think that you're great from your sis with the magical hair.
That's lovely.
That's lovely. For a second, Travis, I was wondering why you were reading that in that voice and not in the voice of Angela Lansbury. And then I realized I was thinking of Maya Angelou.
And a lot of people get those two confused.
That's two different people.
The Very different people.
Yeah.
Both powerful women.
Sexy, strong.
Hi, I'm Julie Sabatier, host of Rendered. It's a show about making meaning and breaking rules. We're answering important questions like, can you build a spacesuit in your living room?
I went to my brother's place in Beaverton, and he has a swimming pool, and I pressurized the suit and sat down there underwater for about 10 minutes. The thing that I had built was supporting my life. That felt really good.
What does it sound like when you play a polka record through a styrofoam cup? And what happens when an airport carpet gains a cult following?
Oh my goodness, the carpet has an Instagram.
Check out Rendered now at MaximumFun.org or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
My fiance and I are in the process of planning our wedding. We're pretty in sync with most of the decisions so far, including trying to get a famous person to attend the wedding. However, we have different strategies. I say we should cast a wide net by inviting multiple big celebrities and hope that one is free that day. He thinks we should only invite one lesser known but still recognizable celebrity, as they'll be flattered and definitely show. Who has the fail-proof plan? That's from RSV, please help.
Dear Kevin Sorbo, I'm inviting you to our wedding, and it's important that you know that you are the only famous person we've invited. We are putting all of our eggs in the sore basket.
Are you worried that you'll get a response from Kevin Sorbo who's like, I was just talking to Fringe Stewart, and he said you invited him too. What the fuck, Steve?
Or they both show up and you don't have enough chicken to go around. I only plan on one of you showing up.
Bro, if Sorbo shows up, there's not going to be enough chicken to go around.
That fool will eat all the chicken in the place.
He eats up all the chicken that you got on your shelf. So like, just let him introduce himself. He's Kevin, the chicken boy, Sorbo.
He loves chicken. He won't even let you. You won't even be done with your vows. You'll hear a clattering and a clanging in the kitchen. What is that? It's Kevin Sorbo.
What do you mean this is all the chicken you have?
Chicken boy, we hadn't even cooked that shit yet.
Sorbo.
I just imagine the response from Kevin Sorbo is like, here's my standard contract. I'll show up two seconds before the vows. I'll listen to one of you do the vows. Then I'm on that chicken. I need at least 30 pounds.
Oh, man.
The worst part is he eats the bones and then calls them sore bones. Like, that makes it okay.
And that's crazy is that he somehow, and nobody's been able to figure this out, science, religion, nobody's been able to figure this out yet. He eats the bones and he adds them to his skeleton.
And don't offer that fool any sorbet. He will fucking lose his mind.
Yeah, I get it. He looks like Doomsday at this point. Chicken bones emitting from his skin like some sort of chitin. Why is Kevin... Here's what I don't get.
Yeah.
Where is he putting it all? Because yeah. I've seen Kevin Sorbo eat five whole chickens.
He goes home and he feeds it to his chicks.
Wait, that's what?
The baby Sorbos. He creates a pellet in his gullet, right? It gets mushed up with the rocks that he's eaten earlier. And then he goes home to the baby Sorbos.
Mama birds it in?
Uh-huh. And mama birds it into his baby Sorbos.
If you cut read one a book. Open, if you cut one of those, if you cut one of those Ebolises, like Aeolus from Hercules. Cut one of those open, you can tell how old Kevin Sorbo is. The answer is 615 years old. It's the bones. He looks so young. It's the bones.
I heard when the bird flu was going around in China, he didn't leave his house for 3 weeks. He was terrified.
Yeah.
He started stockpiling.
Why would you want a famous person? That would be the most uncomfortable thing ever, right? To have just a stranger.
You would be constantly worrying about,
is Kevin Sorbo having a good time?
Is he having a good time? And you're gonna neglect every other person at that wedding if Sorbo's there.
You do not need the distraction. Trust me on this.
There is a better way to go about this, and that is contact all of your guests and say, oh, we're so glad that you guys are able to make it. Great. Do you have any personal connections to a famous person you could bring with you?
Bonus points
if it's Kevin Sorbo. So that way, like, somebody else is responsible for it, but they're there.
Here to answer the question concretely, which we so rarely are able to do, the one of you that is right is the one who says that you should cast a wide net, because we are some of the least famous people that you will meet, and we have gotten wedding invitations that we have not executed on. So I think that casting a wide net is probably good. Just like hope Cheech Marin is in the neighborhood.
Less famous than us.
Less famous than us is what I'm saying.
And that's not a big circle of people. That's
no, there's not a lot of people.
It's just us, Cheech Marin, and Kevin Sorbo.
I had a
The new Beatles.
Justin, the new
monkeys.
Justin can attest to this. I was sitting here, and I accidentally clicked the refresh button on one of my Yahoos. And that's a shame, because I lost the name of the person that sent it in. Not only that, it's been deleted while we were sitting here. Yeah. It's been moderated.
It was John from Durham was the person who sent it in. I saw that much. But I didn't see the actual... didn't actually see the question.
Shit, birds.
Can't believe this.
I can't... Do you remember the sub... Oh.
Oh. Griffin is using Google's spider crawlers to view a cached version. Wow, you're going deep for this one.
I did it.
Out in Silk Road.
John Durham, a bunch of people actually sent this in, but the first, as far as I can tell, it's John Durham. There has been...
Sorry about using your whole name, by the way, John Durham.
Yeah, it's okay. He knows what he was getting into. I neglect people sometimes because I get a lot of multiple submissions of the same question, and I just pick one at random. And last week I did that to poor Rachel Sperling twice, and I felt so bad about it. It was just luck of the draw. It's just luck of the draw. Now I'm trying to come up with a more equitable solution, which is first in gets the name treatment.
Got it.
So John Durham or Dunham, fuck.
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham sent this one in. Thanks, I love all your racist puppets. It's by Yahoo Answers. Well, I'm not going to know who did it because the question's been deleted, so you should just be happy that I'm going to be able to read the question to you at all, you selfish prick.
Got him.
My boyfriend to be keeps on giving me the head lice. About 2 months ago, I found some head lice in my hair the morning after someone I'm dating slept at my place. I did the treatment the same day. 2 weeks later, slept together again, and I found living lice again. It happened again yesterday. Then I got the treatment again, and today it was as well. That's four lices. That's four different lice events. What should I do? We're not close enough to talk about that. But I'm pretty sure he's the one giving them to me. Tired of doing treatments and changing tons of sheets after we're sleeping. I thought about telling him I got them somehow. And in a responsible way, I'm telling him. But I'm afraid he'll be turned off by me. Please help me, frowny face.
Turned off by you? He's the lice guy.
This is the tale as old as time. We get this question every week where people say, I'm sleeping with someone. But at what point is it time to say, I know you have lice? You know what I mean? Like, yes, we will engage in intercourse and sleep in the same bed together, but we're not quite at the place where we're comfortable talking about each other's head lice.
He's probably very embarrassed about it. Here's what drives me crazy is you've done four of these treatments. If he does one, he's probably good to go.
I don't think he is that embarrassed, Griffin. I'm saying maybe that's what he thinks he's bringing to the table. Listen, I don't have a great personality. I'm not very rich, but you know what I do have? Head full of lice.
A billion little fingers to please you.
Oh, God.
We're going to share this together, baby. Me and the lice.
My little sexual servant.
Hey, baby.
I'm going to... My nanobot. I'm going to send out my nanobots to please your every crevice.
Hey, baby, have you seen Ant-Man? There's something way worse than that.
Call me Lice Bryce.
Lice Bryce, Ant-Man's shitty brother.
Oh, Lice Bryce.
I only use my powers for sexual pleasure.
Oh, God.
Maybe you're giving it to each other on alternating days. one of you does the treatment, gives the other one the lice, that one goes and does the treatment, then you give him back the same lice. The lice are just bouncing back and forth between your heads.
Is it weird that what I'm taking away from this question is how many times you have to sleep together before you transition from boyfriend to be to boyfriend?
Yeah, I think you sound a little judgmental talking about that.
I've also never described anyone as my girlfriend to be.
Well, Trav, I think if somebody gave me lice four times, I'd probably keep them in the maybe column. Keep him on the bench for a little while.
I don't know, Mom. He's great. I really have a great time with him. But there is the lice thing.
Bryce can take me to Pound Town like no other. There's just one issue.
Mom,
is he's got little nanobots. The Pound Town is out of control. The nanobots, I could take or leave.
So, honey, are we ready to take this thing to the next level or what? That depends. Did you buy a box of Rid? Because if so, then yes. But until you treat your sexual army, I think we're going to have to keep this in limbo.
My boys? I'll never. Stop trying to change me, woman.
That is true. You know, that's a bad sign. If someone can accept you just the way you are, head lice
and all. It says lice Bryce on my personalized license plate, and lice I shall remain.
My license plate, because you could call it that, because the word is in there. No, that was too bad. That was too much.
Standing tall on the wings of my dreams. That one already had
works.
It in
that
it.
One just
it
works
was already in there.
As is. How's this episode been?
We left a comment card on your table. If you could fill that out for us, that would be great.
If you see a comment card appearing on your Zune right now or your iPod, just fill that out for us and mail it back if you don't mind.
I thought it was pretty good. We probably have some listeners with lice that didn't appreciate some of those jokes.
Do you know that I have been sitting here for 20 minutes trying to remember the fucking theme song of Who's the Boss? And all I can keep coming up with is, who's the boss? Who's the boss?
Baby, who's the boss?
And then I would have to do a parody of, like, what?
You can count on wings no matter where you fly. Oh, shit. Your baby's sleeping.
Not anymore.
Another baby nap ruined by wings.
What's your earliest memory? I remember my Uncle Griffin singing a parody.
Well, and by parody, I mean he was singing the song of My Two Dads, but he just worked the word wings in there. Because it's a name of another. Why would he do that? I don't know why.
They had this shitty podcast. I think it was their last episode.
Do you remember podcasts? No, I don't.
I don't. Patent trolls shut them all
down. Hand me another electric burger.
I do remember when
future.
Okay, but in the future, hold on. Okay, electric burgers, I shall grant you, but the psychiatrist just has electric burgers.
I didn't realize we had a psychiatrist. I thought it was two friends. There would be electric burger shack.
I didn't bring you into the psychiatrist portion of the bit. Sorry. I thought I had explained that. That was just in my mind's eye.
Wouldn't you call them Cyburgers?
Oh, man, that's what... No, Cyburgers is the place across the street that's putting electric burgers out of business.
They just have a much better name.
Yeah. Big business is shutting down mom-and-pop electric burger stands all over the country.
This is the plot of Good Burger 2024, which is the sci-fi, like, post-apocalyptic remake. Any other ones? I feel like we haven't done Family Matters, Step by Step, Wings by Wings. So there's another one. Just throw it up on the bonfire.
They're brothers, identical brothers, but they're not. They walk alike, they talk alike, snarls, they even fly alike. What a crazy Wings.
Whatever happened to predict the Bill of Wings? Okay. The Wings man, the Wings boy, even Wings.
And in my opinionation, a Wings. Blossom. Do you guys like my...
Wings. Okay, cool, that's cool, Coach. Cool. I don't think we should do instrumentals anymore. I think it's harder.
You're right.
I don't think it reads as well. I just went for Coach, and I actually booted up. I booted up the joke Coach parody with Wings in it, and then it didn't load in. The music didn't load in until I already opened my mouth. I keep that in my RAM, apparently. I keep the Coach theme just ready to access.
I wish that was a scene in Inside Out. Oh, he's thinking about the Coach theme again. Grab the bobble.
Grab it. Oh, shit. We dropped it. That's fine. No one has any reason to need that. Should we stop doing the show?
Did we start?
Take us to the bridge. You're just fucking looking at me. Are you turnt on your milk juice?
No, I'm trying to think of other sitcom themes.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Okay. But first, before we do that, I want to say thanks again to MeUndies, who are dedicated to offering the most comfortable underwear, and that is not a lie. That's not Hollywood bullshit. That's real. If you go to MeUndies.com/mybrother, you get 20% off your first order. You should already be wearing MeUndies now. Go.
So no one told you planes were gonna fly this way. Winks, winks, winks.
You did five.
We've got upcoming live shows.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah, Seattle and Vancouver, you still have a chance to come see us at the end of August, last weekend. If you go to bit.ly/mbmbamvan or bit.ly/vanmbmbam or bit.ly/mbmbamseattle.
And it's not just us. Buy tickets. Sawbones will be there as well. It's going to be true. A full night of comedy. And if you play your cards right, you might even need to see Baby Charlie, and she's the cutest baby.
City's sister Riley is going to turn 15 when we're in Vancouver.
It's going to get crazy in Canada.
She can legally drink.
Legally drink. She can legally smoke weed.
We've got another live show coming up in September. We can't give you all the details just yet. But it's
the details?
The details. We can't give you all the DuckTales just yet, but it's going to be awesome. And if you play your cards right, no matter where in the country or the world even you are, you may be able to watch it. So we're working on that. We'll let you know once we have everything squared away.
We're going to have a simultaneous IMAX satellite presentation.
Oh, that makes way more sense. I thought we'd just have people acting it out in every city.
Wait, what did they say? Okay, so hold on. Guys, stick with me here. And in my opinion, nation. Wings.
I lost it.
Do you guys... That's nothing.
The bit rate isn't high enough. This doesn't make any sense.
Also, we put out our Totino's episode, and I hope to God you've already listened to it before the censors make us take it down for being too zesty.
Yeah, that was our highest. Did you guys know that was our highest episode download, single episode download day ever?
We got the Totino's bump.
Totino's bump. Thank you, Totino's. Thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for use for our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's a terrific album that you should go listen to. And if you live in Seattle, you should look up his platform. He's running for city council, I think like 8th district. Go check out his platform and then maybe think about voting for him in this election.
You should also go check out all the other amazing Max Fun shows. They're all incredible.
That's going to do it for us. Griffin, do you have a final Yahoo for us? To take us home, something to talk about over the week, and then we'll answer it next week.
Yeah, stick this in your craw. Okay. It's from Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Drew Answers user SmackLiod16, who asks, present ideas for someone who likes pizza, butts, and goats.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, May Kiss Your Dad's Square on the Lips.
Did you forget?
Duck Wings. Woo!
There it is.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hello, I'm Taku, the Elven Magician.
Merle Highchurch here, the master of clerical magic.
I'm Magnus Burnsides, the fighter.
Did you guys like that? Did you, the listener, like that? You were just swept up in a world of high fantasy and magic where anything can happen and anything is possible. Hi, I'm Griffin McElroy, Dungeon Master for The Adventure Zone, a new podcast on Maximum Fun, in which magic and mystery intertwine for a very erotically charged role-playing experience. You can catch it every other Thursday here on MaximumFun.org or iTunes. It's for Dungeons & Dragons, but with family.